the Oberammergau Museum from the inside. On entering the Oberammergau Museum, you find yourself in a room designed like a chapel. Indeed, the entrance area has been used by the Protestant community in Oberammergau since 1920 for its services. The architecture from the end of the 19th century, with its arched windows, pillars, and high-domed ceiling, creates an interesting contrast to the modern functional furniture and furnishings. In remaining true to the intentions of the benefactor Guido Lang, the main emphasis of the permanent collection is on the art of wood carving. Apart from the figures of saints, the other main source of income for the woodcarvers of Oberammergau was the manufacture of wooden toys. These were of high quality and much coveted by the upper classes. The brothers of Empress Sissi played with soldiers and castles originating from Oberammergau workshops. Even King Ludwig II had his first and only military experiences with locally produced wooden soldiers. Girls, on the other hand, were coaxed into their role as housewife with dolls and dolls' kitchens. The days when the sexes were so strictly separated are happily over, though. Oberammergau's most popular toy brought pleasure to both girls and boys, the trickster on a string. Children of all ages have always particularly enjoyed playing with toys with movable parts. That's never changed. Just the toys. If you examine a cross-section of 500 years of the art of woodcarving, you'll clearly see how Oberammergau benefited from being located on an important trade route. The traffic in trade between Italy and Germany was accompanied by new ideas and forms of representation. Areas of high sales and diverse tastes demanded flexibility and creativity from the local craftsmen. The museum follows these traces out beyond Oberammergau and into the rest of Europe. The variety of sculptural forms covers two floors. The creche are on the ground floor, while the larger sculptural works are on the first floor. The second floor is dedicated to changing temporary exhibitions.